they actually end up taking leases on Olive or on Delmar or somewhere. You know, that's better than direct mail. I mean, that's a pretty good return. And, you know, businesses fail, so maybe they're there for a couple of years. That's still a return. And with the kitchen, we're looking at people who could be having these food trucks. And I was informed that no matter where, if the food truck is preparing the food in University City and selling it outside, the sales tax comes here. Now, don't quote me. No, not right. Sales tax is always where the sales. Okay, but I mean that's something that the city could be considering is what is the role of food trucks? I mean, you know, could there be a food truck night at Heeman Park like there is in Tower Grove and other places? And that would encourage these food truck people that are going to hopefully be wanting to use this space. You could have somebody who actually stays and just produces their line of baked goods or something in small, boutique quantities, and doesn't even ever move out to another space, but they might be selling them locally here, including in University City, and that would generate some tax revenue. So this is part of a nationwide movement, and I think it's really exciting. And I just have to say, in sitting on this board, this is the best thing I've seen. I mean, they've been putting flower pots in baskets on Olive and saying that that's economic development. Now, tell me, does that sound more like economic development or does this? Thank you.
Mr. Brendan?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Brendan O'Brien, 7155 Stanford. I think I'm not the newest board member, but I was put on this board about a year ago. In my real life or my day job, I broker commercial real estate on Olive in the Loop, all around St. Louis. I'm aware of the project you brought up. And I think what I'd like to say, I don't want to ramble on, but what we saw in their presentation was pretty hopeful, but I think we scrutinized it quite a bit. I think there's stopgaps that you guys could come up with along with us to maybe prevent the city's loss of these monies that are going to be given to them. I think also, if it's not them, who else is it going to be? I mean, where else can you look and see these young folks who are committed to this area in particular? So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Mr. Crow?
Thank you. I want to talk about this in just a second, but I do want to first go back to the temporary police station. And I know that Chief Adams and Councilmember Carr were having some back and forth. Is there some way that, since we were talking about this $449,000 that was startup cost, can we at least look at see whether or not this was coming in at budget, under budget, over budget? Because these were all items that were put in the original proposals, as I understand it. So to me, one of the first steps we would have is just this expenditures that we have in this budget amendment, we should be knowing whether or not they are coming in at below or above the budgeted items. I know that we have probably some lean staff at this time, but I would tend to think that would not be too hard to come up with. So, Chief, I would hope that we could get that answer. Regarding the create space, I guess the first question I have is I'm not sure that it should be coming up tonight at all because I think we voted this out less than 12 months ago. And unless I'm missing it, the rule that my colleagues put in place was that if it comes up and it's voted down, it doesn't come back for a year. So I think the first question I have either for the city manager or for director of community development is I do not believe under our rules that this is actually appropriate because this has already been voted down once. The next thing I would ask is that to the members of the EDRST or to the staff, since this was brought up the last time and was not approved, what has changed in the council that would make you think that this is something that we are more interested in now than we were then? It truly does surprise me that if we go back and look at the questions that we asked the last time this came up, we wanted more and more information. And yet tonight, what we got was two sentences, and we should have brought this, and we should have done this, and I'm still confused as to why it is that we're out speaking with participants when no one from the EDRST took the time to speak with council. I mean, particularly the council members that asked these same questions the last time. We had these same concerns the last time, and no one from EDRST or from staff has come forward and addressed or made changes to address those concerns. So I'm trying to understand why this is coming forth and what everybody thinks has changed, because this council has already looked at this and we said this wasn't what we were looking for, and we also said we wanted more information, and we don't have more information. We have had no outreach, and in fact we have had less information provided this time than we had the last time. So I cannot see myself voting for this budget amendment with this item in it. It can either, I'm happy, after everyone asks their questions, I'm happy to amend that this be moved out. I'm happy to have any solution everyone else would like to have. But literally to say that we're bringing this up again for a second bite of the apple when no additional information has been provided to us, and this time less information has been given.
Mr. Smotherson?
Well, I just want to add to what's already been said, and that is, and I'll start with Create Space. And again, as Councilman Crow said, there were questions. There are constituents that I have asked questions. A more detailed business plan. I mean, there are specific things that they've asked for, and we've gotten absolutely nothing. And then all of a sudden, this appears as part of this resolution, which is very strange to see that. And again, not having any communication since the last time we talked about this. So I'll leave it at that. What I'd like to do, and the other question that I have is, you know, we're looking at this resolution and it says, can this item be rescheduled? And it says no. Well, I'm kind of curious, why is it that it can't be rescheduled? Because with the items that you've got included in here, I mean, we're either going to amend to have some of them removed, or I'd like to have this whole thing be moved so that we can have a discussion on some of these items. I'd like to see a study session on the temporary police station. Because for me, what I'm actually looking at is an additional $500,000 in cost. Because it states here, a transfer of $450,000 from the fund reserve to cover other expenses. So was this part of the original projected expenses that we received way back when? And because, you know, I don't remember a generator being part of that. And again, I'm not against it. It's just that I just would like to be updated on what's being spent on the temporary police station. So, you know, and I think that they would like to know. And I think it's something that we need to know and keep up to date on, because a lot of money has been spent on the annex. And I'll tell you why I question that. I'm looking at a study session back in May 23rd, 2016. One of the questions that I brought up was, we approved $2 million for the annex in March of 2016. And the question that I asked was, now that we've been ordered by the courts to move into a new temporary police station back at that time, how much of that $2 million was used to remediate the annex? And what I was told was that what the city manager at the time said is that we're going to stop, and what we have left of that $2 million is $1.3 million. And specifically, and so again, what I said was, okay, so what are we going to use that for? And I thought at that time it was going to be used for the temporary police station. That later changed to $1 million, and then I can't think of the specific date, but I'll go back and find it. But my point is, how much of that is being used in reference to the temporary police station? So you see, there are questions out there. They haven't been answered. They haven't been answered about Create Space. They haven't been answered about the temporary police station. Again, I just have questions that I think that not only I would like to have answered, but I think our residents and constituents would like to have answered.
Mr. Glicker?
Obviously, I was one of the few who voted for Create Space, the project. I still firmly believe in it. What Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Leonard said, I couldn't agree with them more. The only thing that I would add is that when these projects go before this board, there is a point system that they use. And this project got far and away more points than any of the other projects. So with that in mind, and as Mr. Leonard stated, he's been with this board, as have most of the other members, for a long time. And they have seen projects come and go, but this one they really, really liked, obviously manifested by the vote. And yeah, there are probably some things that got by. Maybe we should have asked the board members instead of the board members approaching council. That works two ways. And two, Mr. Crow is correct that in council rules it states if we bring something up then it's gone for another year, but council can change rules. So I still think this is a great project. I'd like to see it move forward in this resolution tonight. Not real hopeful, but at least you know where I stand.
Mr. Adams, can Mr. Smotherson ask if this could be delayed so more discussion could happen on the resolution, the full resolution? Could you let us know your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, these things are up to the council to make the choices. If you say you want to delay it, that's up to council.
Mr. McMahon, Ms. Carr, and Mr. Crow.
Well, I think as a point of order, though, to the chief, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The staff has on this agenda item that this matter cannot be rescheduled. So the question is, and by the way, we have a history with this particular technique. Can this matter be rescheduled? And if it can be rescheduled, why does it say that it can't be?
Mr. Adams.
Finance director is going to answer this question.
Thank you. Good evening. The reason that we put no, because these are expenditure at the end of second quarter. So according to our resolution, we have 30 days to amend the budget.
But these monies haven't been spent yet because EDRST money for Create Space
That is correct, but most of other expenditure has already been spent.
Okay.
So if we have to pull off certain items, I believe we could.
But there are some items that I think what we're trying to understand is I don't think any of us want to put staff or our vendors in any type of a bind. If there are items that need to be paid, we would like to know what they are. Seems to me like two of the larger items, or at least the more controversial ones, are the police station and then the Create Space. So to me, are there other if those were pulled out and saved for a later day, are there other items in there that can be pulled? Or what, Tina? We don't want to put anyone in a bind on this if we have some things that need to go through.
All other items had already been spent. And I believe the sewer lateral also have the project that already been submitted. The only thing is Create Space that just going to move the money from fund reserve if I'm correct, right?
So the police station's already been spent.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, we have the generator. Is that not correct?
Yeah, looking at the list of items that were here, these were things that were done during the course of installation of the building. This is, even though they're coming to you now, I'm sorry about that, but these things were necessary to get that building in place and in operation, and they were necessities. These are
right. And I agree with that. It probably means, though, to my colleague, that it doesn't make much sense to pull the police station out. You may want to have a study session on it, but we probably
right. No, I didn't. I don't disagree with it. I just wanted to become more aware of the expenses that we have and what they are, and just to get updated on that, because we haven't heard anything. I mean, all of a sudden, we're seeing this now, and it's been how many months that we haven't been updated on what's being actually spent on the temporary police station. So that's my concern about that. But again, the other concern about Create Space is that, no, the information, we haven't received the information that we asked for. I'm sorry, jumping ahead, but the question that I do have, and I find it interesting, and maybe, see, again, there are questions that aren't being answered. When you say that Create Space is $750,000 in private money, okay, why do they need $150,000 from the city? So, because what I see in reference to economic development and what's happening on Olive is that there are businesses that need the money, and they don't have $750,000 in private funds. So, I see that turned around the opposite of what you're saying. So that's why, again, I'm not against it. I just need to be able to answer my constituents' questions when they ask a question, and that hasn't been done yet.
Mr. McMahon?
I just had I had one question on the city manager's office, the Bryan and Cave Social House, $130,000. Bryan Cave was only hired to deal with social house issues. There wasn't anything else involved in that $130,000. Beyond whatever else.
Finance director, as you know, I didn't have any participation in that.
That is correct.
At all?
Council member McMahon.
A little bit, yeah. Just a little.
Brian Kiff only represent us for the business in Del Mar, Lube, or Social House.
Okay. Yeah. And we've got invoices, the line items, they're billed out by tenth of an hour. We can read those and make sure there wasn't anything else.
Yes, sir.
Else that
we do have detail. It just, when they first give us an estimate, they were saying that it's going to be approximately $400,000. But then this year there is another $130,000 came in. Yeah.
And I agree with Mr. Crow. I was here the night that Create Space, and it's. Is this $150,000 for Create Space or Kitchen Space? Because it says both in this packet. It says at the beginning it talks about Create Space, but then when it says the account, it says Kitchen Space. So, and then I've heard about Make Space. Do we know where the money is going to? Because if I read this, I don't know. And no one else gave me anything else to know the difference.
If I may, it seems like council has made it clear that they're desiring additional information about this. So rather than address point by point, maybe we'll send out a memo requesting all the questions. And then just as far as individual board members contacting the council, I mean, that kind of goes against ex parte contacts and something that the council and we've discouraged in the past. So we'll certainly answer any questions. I have notes that state that this was did not fail but was removed, and that items contained in this resolution should be looked at on an individual basis. So that was one of the reasons for it being brought back. We well understand council's concerns and we'll address them.
I'm sorry, but who said no ex parte contacts with city council members?
So that's kind of a discussion. I listened to this, if you don't mind me kind of responding. I listened to this, and I think it's the idea that they don't want someone soliciting financing to be twisting the arms of those people that might be voting on it. But just so you know, I talk to people. Ex parte means that somebody is going to come to you and offer you something. I mean, I want to know as much as possible. I think you can apply any of these exclusions almost any way you want. So if and I'm not asking that that the EDRST board come to me, because I can show up and ask them questions when the time comes, and I actually do I do follow your work. So it seems ludicrous to believe that questions of a board to which, and I'm talking about a body to which you are advisory, would not be able to contact you and ask you questions. That seems to be a misapplication of ex parte. So let me get back to the questions that I had. I believe that Ms. Raganti is correct that we removed it, that we didn't want to vote on it. I wanted to preserve it because I, when I spoke to Ms. Lee, I said you don't have a business plan and there are no metrics. And in order to talk about this kind of money, I need to see both, and I haven't seen either. So let me ask outright, has the money been spent on the kitchen sink or the ovens or anything else, and we're just paying them back? Nobody knows? No, it hasn't been spent. Okay. So Mr. Lennart told us that there was a private investment. I actually have that report here. I don't find anything in the way of private investment other than Mr. Lee saying that he would put up a half of the cost of the ovens or the kitchen, whatever you used to cook. I'm not sure if it's just ovens or stoves or a combination. Yeah. Let me finish. In it. So that's okay because that equipment resides in a building he owns, and if this goes belly up, he owns it. We have nothing here to recoup. I mean, this is underwriting. Let's be really clear. And I'd like to remind those who sit on the board, and I don't believe they were present at the time, but we gave $50,000 to a consortium to tell us whether it was feasible to put fiber on Olive. The fiber already existed. We had already given the permission to do that and had ordinances for it. And that report didn't even identify that it belonged there. So I don't know. I don't know that. And everybody told me that was a really great investment too. So for whatever it is, if you don't make Olive look pleasing, if you don't set the table for real investment, not small time investment. We are not going to get development on Olive. And those are things that we have to think about doing. And to date, I haven't seen those kinds of things. So I want to know what the private investment is for Create Space dollar by dollar, because I don't see it in here. And I want to know what the commitment to stay in University City by the graduates is. That would be important to me. Those would be things that might change my view. For me right now, this is all speculative. Boy, this sounds good. I hear a lot of things that sound good, and I get really excited about them. But I'm not sure that I invest my hard-earned dollars in them. In fact, I'm really pretty careful at 68 years old where I put my hard-earned dollars. And I want to make sure that I'm doing the same thing, because almost nothing is as important to me as to get Olive off of Go. I mean, we have to make some real changes, and I hope that we will be making those changes in the next 6 to 8 months. And so, so with that said, I'm going to suggest that we remove this again. I don't want to see this come back the same way. I don't want to see it come back with a set of answers. I, number one, want a business plan. I want metrics. I want a commitment to stay in University City. I want to know what the private investment is. This is a lot of money. So I'm not saying no. In fact, I said that to Ms. Lee. I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes either. So let's not sneak it through our budget amendments anymore. I move that we remove the create space from this budget amendment.
Is there a second? Mr. Smotherson, is there any discussion? Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Well, I think I was talking a long time ago, and at some point that just stopped, and I don't know how, but I sat here patiently hoping that maybe I could finish.
I apologize.
Okay.
I didn't know you still wanted to talk. Go ahead.
That's okay, and I appreciate that. But that, I think that's kind of where I agree with Council Member Carr, that a lot of people agree with this, and that's what I said the night I was here, because that's when we talked about this, and I said it's a great idea. It would be great if we could help these folks out, but there needs to be some kind of work that needs to be done between those folks and this council. And I was an on council at that time, but that's what I said. And what we see now is I don't even see the stakeholders in this room tonight. The board members showed up, but I remember you spoke, and so we've got one, and so that's great. But I'm just not seeing the kind of swell that I saw last time I was here, and I would hope we would have had some of those folks here to maybe answer some of our questions. But I think it would have been incumbent upon the people who are asking for something to come with those questions that had been posed before to the council and ask them, because we've already asked the questions. What we don't have is the answers. So we already reached out by saying it was removed, this is what we'd like, and what we got back was the same thing, or even less, because I can't read here anything that looks any different, because it really just says we're going to give $150,000 to create space / kitchen space. So I don't think council members really had the obligation to then go out into the community and search out and say, hey, let's talk about this again, when we already, it seems like the council had already done that once. So that's all I really wanted to say on the create space, the EDST issue. Thank you.
Mr. Jennings?
I'll be brief. Since we're pulling this off and not voting on it, I would suggest that we really do move to get a study session going on all three so we can have a better understanding and maybe even a full budget. I think the longer we wait, the less we have entrepreneurs being launched. So let's see if we can make it work. Let's negotiate. Let's have a study session. Please be prepared to answer these tough questions.
Okay, Ms. Reese, we have a motion and a second, correct?
Yes.
Any further discussion? Ms. Reese, would you please pull the council? And this is on the motion to remove the EDRST funding from the budget resolution number 2017-2.
Yes. Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon? Mayor Welsh?
Nay. Okay, now we have an amended resolution 2017-2. Is there any further discussion on the amended resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business.
Mayor, may I ask a point of information? And I probably should have asked it during the discussion, but I thought that budget amendments were made for something that you projected you were going to have to spend for, and not after the fact, unless it was an emergency like the roof caved in or the pool started leaking or something like that. So it seems like we're spending beforehand and then coming to cover it, and I'm not sure that was ever the intention of budget amendments.
Mr. Adams? Might the finance director speak to that? I always thought we had already approved, say for the police station, had already approved the funding earlier, and that the budget amendment is the moving around of the monies on the books at the end of each quarter so that everything ends up in the right. But I could be wrong. Ms. Tina.
For the police station, we can't just move in without install all of these items. So, and then we approve to have the police department move out to the modular space. So I think all these items consider emergency to the police department. That's why they went ahead and spend it. And again, I think nobody have done this before, so we don't really know how much we're going to end up. Yeah, that's why we have, and I submit all the details, and we hope that this is only one-time spending. We don't have to spend anymore. And it's from now on, we're just going to pay for the rental. We don't have to.
So my question really didn't deal with the police station so much as kind of the general form. So yeah. It seems to me that budget amendments are when you project that you're going to have to spend, or that was always my understanding, that you're going to have to spend this money, and before you've spent it, you're making sure that you cover it. Is that what we do, or do we, other than emergencies, do we just spend it and then come in and say, whoops, we have receipts here to pay?
Most of the time, departments submit that, or based on the city manager item, so each item approve. So when you add them all up, sometime for certain line items, it's go over budget. So what we try to do is reclassify between line items, but the large item like police station or sewer lateral repair, we have to take the money out of fund reserve. Yeah. For what you see here, and capital improvement sales tax and park and stormwater sales tax, when we did the budget back in February, we didn't really details all the project that we anticipate that it's going to be done. So, but the money coming in from the revenue, so that's why we have to take out the fund reserve and cover those projects. Yeah.
Any further discussion? Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Reese, we now move on to bill number 9304. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Glickard. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance amending Chapter 300 Traffic Code of the University City Municipal Code to add both sides of Ashbury Avenue from Maryland Avenue to Lindale Boulevard, where the city has designated as a residential permit parking area, to be edited to the traffic code as the Schedule 3.
Thank you. We now move on to Bill Number 9305. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 300 Traffic Code of the University City Municipal Code to add a new location where the city has designated as a stop intersection to be added to the traffic code, Schedule 7, Table 7A.
Thank you. We now move on to Bill Number 9306. This is an emergency bill. We will do all three readings tonight, and it needs to be unanimous to pass. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Carr. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance to temporarily impose certain extra duties upon the city's director of finance for a period of 90 days.
May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance to temporarily impose certain extra duties upon the city's director of finance for a period of 90 days.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance to temporarily impose certain extra duties upon the city's finance director for a period of 90 days.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Glickert moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings?
No, I didn't move to approve.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have a question?
I do have a question. I'd like to propose an amendment, too.
Okay, let's move and second. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Jennings, a second with Ms. Carr. Mr. Glickert.
Thank you, Mayor. As I read this ordinance 9306 as it stands right now, it seems to me that we are the ones that are giving the direction to have the finance director for 90 days do something. The only time that I think we can do things like that is during moments of inquiry. So I think what we really want to do here, and I'll bring it to an amendment here, is have the acting city manager direct the director of finance for a period of 90 days to impose certain duties. I think that's the way we work here with the council manager form of government, not us going to each one of the departments and saying, you're supposed to do this for 90 days. Okay? So my amendment would be an ordinance to direct the acting city manager to temporarily impose certain extra duties upon the city's director of finance for a period of 90 days.
Okay. Thank you. That is a motion. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings seconds. Any discussion on that motion? Mr. Crow?
Yes, I believe that this ordinance was probably written by Mr. Mulligan, who
no,
is...
Katie.
Pardon me?
This was written
by
Ms. Forster. Oh, I apologize. So I doubt Mr. Mulligan wants to talk about someone else's work product then, so it would be an uncomfortable position for him to be in. I'm curious as to if we knew this was coming up as an emergency reading, why this wasn't addressed earlier with the city, not to Mr. Glicker, but just why this wasn't addressed earlier as far as a concern. I'm not sure that it rises to the level of a concern because I think, as we've all indicated previously, once you start amending an emergency ordinance, you're getting very close to, I think, losing a vote. And so I think we need to move with caution on any amendment on something that's got to have all seven votes.
Ms. Carr and then Mr. McMahon.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused because we all received a copy of this days ago when we talked. We had the meeting on Wednesday, and I know that Mr. Glickert was not present for that meeting. But we did receive a copy asking for us to look at it and to make any proposals. I see what you're saying, but I don't know that that we are giving direction. We're just allowing for a new duty to be assigned, something that we talked about. It had to be an officer of the city. It couldn't be the temporary. It had to already be an officer of the city. And at the meeting, it was determined that Ms. Sharamiland was probably the most qualified one to undertake this responsibility, since she dealt often with these kinds of things. So I'm not sure, without the city attorney here, I'm not sure that I'm willing to make a change that I can't run by council. So, and I would, if you all would agree, I would ask Mr. Mulligan, although he hasn't had a chance to think about it, but I don't even feel comfortable doing that. It's kind of unfair. But we did have time. I mean, we were given these last week, so I'm not sure why we waited to a point where we couldn't get to the city attorney.
Go to Mr. McMahon in a sec, but Mr. Glicker, while Mr. McMahon's talking, can you think about the fact, perhaps, that it doesn't say in here who is assigning, it just said it will be assigned. So it is nebulous, so I don't think it's saying we are doing it. It just says it shall temporarily be assigned. It is not saying that the council does it, so that is something we might consider. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor, and I think my comments will kind of dovetail with what you just said. It looks to me that we're passing an ordinance that assigns duties, but we don't give specific direction as to how to carry them out. So that's a little bit different than when you're talking about directing a person to do a certain thing like hire Bill Jones, go mow somebody's grass. Those are directions to staff to do things. This is assigning duties to an office, regardless of who's in the office. So this is different than directing staff to undertake a task. We're not defining how or what to do. We're just giving the parameters under which these duties that we have, that our officers have to carry out to make the city function, we're just moving them from a place where they can't be done now because the person's not here to a place where we have a very capable, hardworking, and I thank Tina for all that she does, person and that's the difference I see.
Mr. Jennings?
We've already expressed how uncomfortable this is probably going to make Mr. Mulligan, but I think it would behoove us not to ask him to chime in on it. It is an emergency. With all due respect to him, we think he knows the charter pretty well, and I'd like to see if we can get him to chime in on this one.
Mr. Adams, your thoughts?
Well, I believe the same question was posed to me earlier, and what I talked to a staff about is that this is just a temporary order to help fill an emergency that we have now, and then it could be changed at any time. So I didn't understand that why we had to have it worded like it came directly from the city manager when it's just giving temporary duties to one of the officers of the city.
But am I correct in saying we are not saying, Tina, do this? You will be telling Tina to do this.
Yes.
Mr. Glickert, your thoughts?
I'll be a team player and pull the amendment.
Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please pull the council?
Councilman Glickert?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to council reports and business. I apologize, I don't have the updated appointments. Hopefully we will have those for the next meeting. Does any member of council have a report from a commission to which he or she liaises? Mr. Smotherson?
I just wanted to quickly state to the people here in attendance and just making sure that everybody understood that there was a part of that resolution that we just passed, the resolution 2017-2, I believe. Part of that was arts and letters. There was a budget item that said $20,000 for arts and letters, and I wanted to make sure the council understood that or was aware of why that was being indicated. And the reason is that arts and letters needed to have a specific line item as part of the budget, which they hadn't had before, and that is because the good people that are working arts and letters, the Gary as the president and Winnie Sullivan as the treasurer, are actively seeking funding from outside organizations to help supplement that budget for arts and letters, and that's the reason why organizations like the Regional Arts Commission, they require that the organizations that apply have a budgeted, they can see a budgeted line item. And that's why that's being indicated now, and it hadn't been before. And so I just wanted to make sure everybody understood why that's being shown.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Okay, you did have a couple of sets of minutes in your packet today from various boards and commissions. We have no other discussions in business. We have two more requests to speak. Mary Shapiro.
Hi, I'm Mary Shapiro, 7475 Amherst. I spoke at the last council meeting, and I just want to piggyback something on it because I feel like I was remiss. I hadn't planned to speak, and I went home, went to bed, and thought, oh, I should have said this. And it had to do with my disapproval of our city manager. I talked about the ambulance service being outsourced, and I talked about the lawsuits that cost so much money. But I failed to talk about the stonewalling that had been going on, especially with my council member, Paulette Carr, and Terry Crow, at every turn, and I saw the frustration at every meeting, and we see tonight how much homework you do, all the preparation you do every time we meet, and I just want you to know I appreciate it. That's it.
Mr. George Lennard.
Yeah, if I may briefly revisit some thoughts on the Create Space issue. I think there are two things here. One is the potential merit of a project like this. And I hear, maybe not a majority, but I certainly hear a number of people who seem to think it has potential merits with the right person, with the right business plan, and so on. And that really is where I am too, okay? I don't have all the answers. I didn't know each and every question that got asked. I wasn't asked to show up at the last meeting, and I think that raises the second thing. So that's the merits, okay, of the proposal. What I want to talk about now is the process. And I want to say, I don't know what you all experienced when you were new members. Steve, you're experiencing it now. But I've been on now two boards overlapping, and there's a introductory period where basically you're just learning the way things have been done, always done. Well, this is the way we do this. Why do we do it that way? Well, this is the way it's always been done. This is how you do it if you know. Then, for me, comes a period where I start realizing the way it's always been done isn't all that great a way to do it. And let's start to get creative and think about a better way to get things done. Okay? And I got to that point after a year or so on the school board. And I'm proud that we are doing things, many things, in what we think is a better way. And on this economic development board, I just got there in the last few months as we really started discussing what happened with what we thought was one of our best, or maybe the best, project we had. And one of the things we talked about was that we had a disconnect with the council, that we, the board, spent all this time talking about this stuff, and then it showed up on an agenda. You guys talked about it. You made your decision. Somewhere in there is the third party, which is the administration. And we're not all sitting down together and talking about it in a way that we can hear those questions and get them answered and come back, and you all can make the decision that you're entrusted to make, and that I certainly believe you're going to make the right decision once you have all the information, because a collective body of seven people usually does. So I don't know where we are with this, Mayor. You've been at those meetings. But we talked about that maybe we should build into the process a joint work session or something with the council. So I think this is a sign of this particular system of spending significant dollars. I mean, it's small compared to the overall city budget, but it's taxpayer dollars. I think the system has been broken. I think this is a sign that it's been broken when a good project is about to fall down. I think the decision now was that it's still a possibility, and we just need to work on that process for getting from here to the point where you all feel you can make an informed decision. And you know, I'm obviously ex parte contact. I didn't feel like it was prohibited, nor did I feel like it was my duty sitting on that board to start lobbying each of you about this. That's what I came here tonight for, was to speak to it. But maybe you all can think about, and I'd be happy to talk to any of you individually about a way to come up with a better process for this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now move on to council comments. Does any member of council have any comments he or she would like to make? Mr. Crow?
Thank you. I'll be very brief. To the city manager, I think Mr. McMahon and I probably are in complete agreement on this, but I don't want to put words in his mouth. But I know we'd like to work to get as quick a resolution to the party bus issue in the Ames Place, Clifton Heights neighborhood. Clifton Heights, did I say that right? I think that's right. Neighborhood. And the sooner we get working on that, whether it be through traffic commission or just through the placement of signs, I think it would probably behoove us all. So thank you on that part, if you can get started on that.
Anyone else? All I will mention is tomorrow is this month's focus group meeting. That is at 6 p.m. at the Heeman Park Community Center. With that, I will adjourn this meeting at 8:19. Thank you all for coming.